quite some time, well, it was earlier this year, did some teaching on prayer. Part of it had to do with corporate prayer, taught on that, and how important it is for us as a people to come together. I'm not going to go back and reteach that, but Scripture makes it extremely clear that God wants us as Christians to come together and pray. And throughout Scripture, there is precedent for those who are called of God to come together and pray. And so what we're going to do tonight is we're going to spend some time in prayer. And what I've done is I've made some copies of some Scripture and some points of prayer that we're going to cover tonight. I meant to have you come up during greeting time and get a copy. I don't know if there's enough there for everybody. I think there is, but we can print more here in just a little bit. That's not a problem. But in a few moments, well, in a little bit, we'll have you come up and you can take a copy of that. Well, in fact, I'll tell you what. We can go ahead and pass those out now. And looky there, free. I didn't. Well, somebody's all excited about this. Glory to God, free. You to man. You to man. And Alice, you're not the man. You're not the man. Hopefully, we've got enough for everybody. And if not, we will, like I said, we'll get a few more printed right here in a few minutes. You know, you'll catch on here in a moment. But for those of you that are listening to this or watching it, I will post this on the website next to the MP3, and it will be a PDF download that you can add on, you know, if you want to, if you can have it. But like I said, this is not a bunch of confessions, and you'll understand once we go through this. We're going to do something a little bit differently as far as the prayer is concerned, in that it's not wrong for me to come up with confessions, or what you might call prayer confessions. However, at the same time, it's also good for you to come up with your own, to come up with your own prayers. So when we do these prayer nights, I won't be the one coming up with all the confessions. I'll be leading in some prayer. And when I do, if you come up to me or send me an email and say, hey, can I have a copy of those prayers? Well, I really won't have much to give you because I'll just be praying while I'm here, and not everything will be a confession. You know, there's some confession in here, but it's not everything. Now, in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now, I know that in the context of what is written here, the healing of the land has to do with literally the crops growing again and things like that. But the symbolism is beyond just agriculture. It also has to do with a nation being restored. And you'll notice he says, if my people which are called by my name, well, if you're born again, that's you, shall humble themselves. It takes, I'm going to call it forced humility to go before God and pray. Now, what I mean by forced humility is that we have to force ourselves to suppress our own agenda to go before Him. And then he says, pray and seek my face. In other words, there's an element of sincerity here. Sometimes when we pray, let's be honest, it kind of feels like, is anybody listening? When we pray, there are times when we're not really sure if we're getting through. Well, you know, He's listening. Even though we don't have an emotional something going on inside, He is listening to us. I mean, He said, if you pray according to my will, then I'll hear you and I'll move. You know, that's over there in the New Testament. Because He says right here, you know, if you do this, but then this part about turning from your wicked ways. All right. You can be called by His name. You can humble yourself. You can pray. You can seek His face. But if you're not going to turn from your wicked ways, you're kind of like nullifying some things here. So this turning from the wicked ways, I can't emphasize that one enough. There are a lot of times in this country people call, you know, for times of prayer and so forth, and that's a good thing. It should be done. But I just wonder how many of those folks come together, they're emotionally stirred, and they're sincere in their prayers, but then they go back out and they're doing things that, you know, it's not right. It's sin before God. Well, that hinders our prayers, you know, being answered. And God says, I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive you, and I will heal your land. So we have a promise from God that He will move. Now, these things that we're going to be praying about tonight and in future prayer nights, these all go back to the forms that you filled out, things that were important to you for prayer. I think you had like five things I asked you to write down. What I did was go through every single one of those forms, and I kind of compiled them into categories. So if there were 10 people that said, well, one of the five things that's most important to me is family. Or somebody might have written down, you know, Uncle Joe and, you know, my son's, you know, Bobby or, you know, whatever. Okay, that all of that got grouped into family, the heading of family. Because we're going to leave out the specific names that people put on these prayer requests. So, but every one of these goes back to what was handed in here. And pretty much, almost anything you could think of was covered. So we'll have these headings. And then once we have these headings, you know, we'll be praying about these. Now tonight, the focus is going to be primarily on the government and, I guess you could say, subcategories under the heading of government. And you'll understand once we go through this. But there's a lot of scripture on these forms. Now, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, it says, I exhort therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. And Titus chapter 3 verse 2 says, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. And in Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Now what we're going to do when we read these, when we go through these, read these scriptures, is that I'll be leading in prayer. And as I'm up here praying, I encourage you, I'm not going to be leading you in a confession prayer. I'm going to be up here praying you, where you are right now. Here, those of you watching, you do the same. You pray. And if you're watching and you're from another country, just make this about your country. Because God wants us to be in an intercession, to be in prayer over our nations, no matter where we live, no matter where we're from. So, based on what we see right here, let's begin to pray. Well, Father, we come before you tonight, and we just lift up all those who are in authority, President Trump, and all of those who are involved in making the laws, all of those who are involved in government. Father, we lift up all of those who are at every level of government and lawmaking, which would include those who are judges and involved in the legal system in any way, shape, or form. Whether they're elected or appointed, Father, we lift them up to you right now. And we ask you to watch over them and protect them, protect their staffs, protect all their families, even protect, Father, their personal things, keeping them from sickness and injury, Father, and keeping them from their personal things, from theft or from damage, because, Father, we want them to be protected. We want your will to be accomplished in their lives. And, Father, I just ask you to continue to minister to them in such a way to where they understand your presence. Father, it is your will that they come to know Jesus Christ and be saved. Father, I ask you to continue to send laborers into the harvest field of their lives. People who will speak your life and your will. People who will speak your love and your mercy and your grace. Father, I ask that you would continue to make your presence so strong that they would realize they need Jesus Christ. Wherever conviction is necessary, may it be as strong as is needed, Father. And may they realize that their lives are not complete without Jesus. May they realize they must call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. May they realize, Father, that no matter what they do, the most important thing is, are they born again? So, Father, I just ask you to continue to move in their lives, and I call them born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, and in the church that you know is best for them. And, Father, all of those politicians that are speaking against our leaders, that are speaking against our president, and, Father, those that have decided that they want everything legal that is opposed to your word, your will, and, Father, your desires, I'm asking, Father, that they be shut down. I'm asking, Father, that their mouths be shut. I'm asking that they be removed from office until they get their lives right with you. Father, if there are things in their lives that have been secret, may the secret be made known, Father, things that would publicly reveal to this nation what they're really all about. And, Father, with some of them, it's already very clear what they're all about. But I just ask that you move on the hearts and the minds of the people of this nation, including the media, that our president would have favor, but that, Father, all of these naysayers, all of these who are in opposition, that, Father, they would not only be exposed, but they would fall out of favor with the public and with the media, and that, Father, they would be voted out of office or they would resign, that, Father, they would no longer be in charge. If they are judges who are appointed and not elected into office, Father, may those judges resign. May they be removed and may they be replaced with judges who are going to do what is right in your eyes, who are going to make laws and uphold laws, Father, that are in line with your word. Father, I thank you so much for the leaders that you have given us. I thank you, Father, that these leaders, that you're touching their hearts. Because, Father, they are, according to your word, we say they're not a terror to good works, but they're a terror to evil. Father, I say that those in the body of Christ who have been speaking evil against our leaders, that their mouths would be shut. May they drop to their knees and repent for these horrible things that they've said. And that, Father, they would realize that according to your word, they must offer up prayers and supplications and intercessions and giving of thanks for all our leaders. Father, I thank you that we will be able to lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Father, I thank you for your will being accomplished in our leaders. I thank you, Father, for moving in our government, in Father, all areas of our government, whether it's national, state, or local. And Father, we just come before you on behalf of our President, Donald Trump. We thank you for him. He is our president, and we obey your word and willingly make ourselves subject to him in the authority he holds in the office of president. We will not speak evil of him. We will not revile him, and we will not resist him, no matter what he says or does, for he sits in the ordained seat of authority in our nation. He is your minister to us for good. He is not a terror to those who do good, but he is a terror to those who promote evil in our land and in the world. He is your revenger unto wrath to those who seek for evil to rule in our nation. Father, may President Trump put his trust solely in you and be safe, not falling into the snare of the fear of man. He has declared this nation to be under your rule and authority. And Father, may he rule in righteousness. May he walk in the fear of the Lord, for that is the beginning of wisdom. May the Spirit of the Lord rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he preside over our nation, and reprove with equity all that will honor you. May he stand with boldness and a rod of iron against all who oppose your holiness and your word. May his words decree the standards of your holy scriptures. Many in politics and the news media and entertainment, sports and social media have increasingly risen up against him and trouble him. But you, O Lord, are a shield for him. You are his glory and the lifter up of his head. Protect him from the secret counsel of the wicked and the insurrection of those who work iniquity. They use their tongue like a sword, and their bitter words are like arrows shot at him. They encourage each other in their evil. They lie, lay snares and traps to embarrass him, and do not believe anyone will uncover their plans. They do everything they can to try and find something he has done wrong so they can accuse him and bring him to shame. May their words turn upon them and be as arrows to pierce their pride and bring upon them the embarrassment, shame, and humiliation they want to bring upon President Trump. May they see the hand of God is upon our president. May President Trump turn away wrath with a soft answer, and may he have the tongue of the wise, using knowledge in righteousness. May his heart be in your hands, and may he yield to your leadership. Father, may he seek to dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. May he say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him do I trust. I ask that you deliver him from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Please cover him with your feathers so that under your wings he trusts. May he seek your truth to be his shield and buckler. He shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at his side and 10,000 at his right hand, but it shall not come near him. Only with his eye shall he behold and see the judgment of the wicked. Because he makes the Lord his refuge and the Most High his habitation, there shall no evil befall him, neither shall any plague come near him or his home and family. I ask that you give your angels charge over him to keep him in all his ways. May they bear him up in their hands, that he suffer no injury or calamity. He shall subdue, defeat, and thoroughly displace all those who are enemies of this nation, whether they be domestic or foreign. I say he sets his love on you and knows your name, and may you deliver him and set him on high before all the people and nations as an example of a God-fearing leader. I say he calls upon you in all matters, and you will answer him. You will be with him in trouble and deliver and honor him. Please satisfy him with long life and show him your salvation. Father, as you watch over President Trump, please also watch over his wife, Melania, his children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, Eric, Tiffany, Barron, and their families. I call them safe from sickness, disease, injury, and any form of accident. Watch over their personal property, protecting it from theft or damage. May your peace and presence fill their lives. May they constantly be aware of your love, mercy, and grace. If any of them do not know Jesus as Savior, please send laborers into the harvest field of their lives. May your holiness result in conviction unto salvation for all them. Father, your will be done on earth in their lives as you have planned it in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in Psalm chapter 19, verses 7 through 9, you have said, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." Father, we lift up the situation in this country concerning laws that favor abortion, laws that favor perversions, laws that favor abominations, laws that favor drug use, laws that favor anti-Christian bias, and laws that favor and show favor toward other religions, laws that favor the Equality Act. Father, we just ask that you begin to move in such a way that our lawmakers will take a stand against these things. May they be increasingly disgusted with the legalization of drugs and abortion and all these perversions that are going on in our country. Father, may they pass, may they enact, and may they enforce laws that go against these things. Father, may they take a stand against any kind of a law that is opposed to Christianity, opposed to your word, opposed to your standard. And Father, may they be against any kind of law that promotes any other religion other than that which is based on your word and Christianity and your will and your desires. Father, may every law that exalts any other religion be shut down. May it be stopped. Father, we say that this is one nation under God. We say that Jesus Christ is Lord over the United States of America. Father, we say that the Lordship of Jesus is going to be known, and may your presence be so strong in every debate, every discussion, and every vote when it comes to the laws that are passed, the laws that are enforced. And Father, may the people of this nation become increasingly disgusted with laws that favor anything that opposes your word and your righteousness. And may the people of this nation rise up and say, enough is enough. We're tired of it. We're not having this anymore. We're not having this filth. We're not having this trash. We're not having any of this anymore. And may they turn strong against those who are in favor of these things, no matter what position they hold in our nation. And Father, along with this, we lift up the elections that are coming up next year. We lift up not just the elections, but the process of the elections. In your word, Psalm 33, verse 12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance." Proverbs 11, verses 10 through 11 says, "When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth, and when the wicked perish, there is shouting. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked." Proverbs 29:2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." Psalm 5, verse 12, Father, it says, "For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield." And Father, Psalm 44, verses 1 through 3 states, "We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old, how thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and planted them, how thou did afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst favor unto them." Father, I say that this nation honors you, and that you, God, you are the Lord of this nation. Father, I say that those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and those of us, Father, therefore, who are a part of being joint heirs with Jesus Christ, that this is our declaration, that, Father, we exalt the Lordship of Jesus Christ over this nation. Father, We say that it is going to go well in this nation, that through the elections, Father, those who are going to uphold your word and your will are going to be elected. It will go well with the righteous, and this nation is going to rejoice. We say, Father, the wicked will perish in the election. They will be voted out. They will not be reelected, and there will be shouts of joy throughout this country. Father, we say that the blessing of the upright is going to be released upon this nation, and this nation is going to be exalted to a place where it hasn't been ever. Father, we thank you that the mouth of the wicked is shut down, that the mouth of the wicked will not overthrow that which is righteous, but the mouth of the wicked will be shut, and that the ears of the righteous will be turned away from the mouth of the wicked. Father, we say that the righteous are going to be elected. The righteous will be in authority, and the people will rejoice, that the wicked will not bear rule in this nation, and there will not be mourning. But, Father, there will be another, what some folks would call, golden era in this nation. Father, I thank you so much for blessing the righteous, and I thank you for favoring those of us who stand up for your word and those who are running for election. Even people, Father, that maybe at this time they don't know that they're going to be running for election, but move on the hearts of those that you know need to run for election, and that, Father, your favor is going to go before them and you will compass them as with a shield. Father, I thank you so much for moving on the hearts and the minds of all the voters in this nation. And that, Father, you are going to move in such a way to where their attention is going to be drawn toward the people that you know we should vote for at every national, state, and local level. That, Father, we will vote for those that you want in office. Those that, Father, you know are going to have your heart and your mind, even if they're not born again, Father, just like in the Old Testament when there were pagan kings that wanted your blessings, Father. These people are going to want your blessings. These people are going to stand up for what is right. These people are going to stand up and defend those things which belong to your word, belong to your will, belong to righteousness, and, Father, are our support for everything that you have established in your word relative to Christians and the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you that it is by the light of your countenance and your favor and the power of your right hand and your arm that, Father, these next elections are going to turn this country, that these next elections are going to establish in this country the rule of the righteous. And even though the wicked will raise their voice, and even though the wicked are going to declare that this isn't right, and they're going to make accusations, Father, that don't line up with your word, they're liars, Father, and it is the voice of lies. But, Father, those lies will not work. Those lies will not have an impact. But, Father, we say as a result of those who are righteous and uphold righteousness being elected, that this will be conducive to revival spreading across this land. Father, I thank you so much for what our righteous leaders are doing now. And, Father, those who are standing up against wickedness, I just ask you that there would be some kind of an anointing, some kind of a release of your glory, your strength, your empowerment, that, Father, they would override every single vote that would want to establish unrighteousness in this country. That, Father, only laws which are conducive to what you've established in your word, those are the ones that will pass. And Father, we lift up to you right now all of these military threats that are made against the United States, and we also include, Father, all this international conflict that is going on. In Psalm 122, verse 6, you have said, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee." In Psalm 102, verses 12 through 14, you said, "But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come, for thy servants to take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof." Father, we just lift up the nation of Israel right now. And Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Father, the time has come to have mercy upon Zion. The time has come for us to take pleasure in that nation like never before. Father, I just pray that you'll move in such a way to where all these nations that are against Israel, that Father, they will constantly be defeated. They will constantly be shut down. And I'm asking you to move within the nation of Israel, that Father, there will be between Israel and the United States a bond stronger than ever before. And that, Father, Israel will have the military might they need to stand up against any kind of an invasion. Father, I ask you to move on the hearts and minds of the people in this country that there would be favor for Israel. Not simply favor, Father, as far as the Jews are concerned, but favor for the nation of Israel. And Father, again, I declare peace, peace, peace to Jerusalem. Because, Father, this is your word and this is what we want. Father, in 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 through 12, it says, "Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, 'In such and such place shall be my camp.' And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, 'Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down.' And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there, not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, 'Will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?' And one of his servants said, 'None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber.'" Father, I am lifting up to you all of our security forces, whether they are security agencies that are domestic or international, all of our security and intelligence agencies. I am asking, Father, that you would give them supernatural understanding and insight to the operations of every single militant nation that is out there, every single terrorist group, every single country, Father, that wants to bring about the downfall of the United States and Israel. And I'm saying, Father, may you give them supernatural insight in such a way they know the movement and the operation of the enemy. They know the plans of the enemy. They know what's coming before it hits. And Father, that there is preparation and that there is a work that is set in motion to shut these things down. And that, Father, the enemy, all of those militant nations, all of those terrorist groups, whether they're domestic or international, that, Father, they sit back and they wonder, how is this happening? How is it that they know what we're going to do even before we are able to fully set our plans in motion? But, Father, I say that the hand of God will be involved in this. And that our intelligence agencies are going to know these things and they're going to work and protect us and protect this nation and protect the nation of Israel. And that, Father, it will be known that the hand of God is upon this nation and the hand of God is upon the nation of Israel. And that, Father, those who would be opposed to us, that the terror of this would fill their hearts. And that, Father, they would know that if they try to go to war against the United States or Israel, they're going to lose. They are going to be defeated. And, Father, I am asking you to continue to move in this area and protect our intelligence agencies. Father, those people that are referred to as spies or secret agents for us, protect them, Father. And give them an ability, Father, to do their job and do it in a way that is essentially supernatural in origin. Father, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 1 through 25, it's the story of how Jehoshaphat realized that Moab and Ammon and Mount Seir, that their armies were coming against Israel. And so, Father, the first thing that he did was call the people together for prayer. And they begin to pray and they begin to worship. And that, Father, you moved on their behalf. And as they worshiped you, Father, you got involved in the battle. You got involved in the fight. And Father, you went before them and the enemy was shut down. In fact, the enemy turned upon themselves. And Father, we say, may that happen in every single one of these aggressor nations and every one of these terrorist groups, Father, may they turn against themselves. May they turn against themselves, Father, and may there be supernatural confusion in the camp of the enemy to where, Father, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to do it, and they end up fighting against themselves, and that, Father, they become a laughingstock to the world. That, Father, their plans for destruction only bring about destruction in their own camp. And, Father, I thank you so much for moving. In Psalm 144, verse 1, it says, "Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight." Father, in Deuteronomy 9:3, it says, "Understand therefore this day, that the Lord thy God is he which goeth over before thee. As a consuming fire he shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord hath said unto thee." Father, I'm asking that you move upon our military, that you move in such a way to where you help our military be trained for war in a way and at a level where they've never been before. Father, I'm asking that you give those involved in our military insight to the development of weapons that will scare the other nations. That, Father, these will be weapons that will deter the attacks that would be launched against us, that other nations would realize that our military is stronger than it's ever been and that they do not want to mess with us. That, Father, if any warfare does break out, we will be able to shut it down quickly. And that, Father, there will be minimal loss of life. I'm asking you, Father, to move in a supernatural way to train our military's hands for war. And in case it breaks out, we will be ready and it will be decisive, Father. And we will be able to shut down the attack of the enemy in such a way to where the gospel will subsequently be taught, preached, delivered, and spoken in these other nations. Father, I thank you for moving in this way. I thank you, Father, for assisting us and your anointing and your blessing to be upon our military, and that you go before our military and you are driving the enemy out. And Father, those in this country, those that are referred to as being sleeper cells in our country, may they be exposed. Father, may those terrorist groups in this country be exposed. May they be shut down. And that, Father, they will not be able to carry out their plans. But that, Father, your protection, your supernatural protection will be over this country. And Father, we want to lift up our schools and our communities, all of these shootings, all of these bombings that have been taking place. Father, in Psalm 3, verse 3, it says, "But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head." Psalm 61, verse 3 says, "For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy." Psalm 46, verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." Father, I pray that you become a shield in our schools, the elementary schools and the junior highs, the high schools, the colleges and so forth, in our government buildings. That, Father, you are a shield. And that your glory performs a type of protection. That, Father, you are the shelter and the strong tower from those who would want to attack and blow up and kill and do all of these things. And that, Father, people would be aware of these things that are going to happen and as far as the plans that are set in motion, and that it will be shut down, and that you will protect our children. And, Father, I thank you for moving in such a way to where those who would plan to carry out this destruction, that our law enforcement agencies will find them and stop them before they're able to do this. And, Father, we lift up this whole situation as far as the immigration is concerned. There are so many people who are blinded by what the enemy would want to do. But, Father, in your word over in John chapter 10, Jesus made it clear that there is a right way to enter into the kingdom of God. That people have to go through the gate, and those who go through the gate are the sheep of your pasture. Well, Father, there's a right and a wrong way to enter into this country. And, Father, I ask that you move upon our lawmakers in such a way to where they lay down the politics, they lay down the prejudice, they lay down all of the self-agendas, and they take a look at what is good for this nation. And that, Father, they will be in agreement as how to the immigration needs to be structured in a way to where people can enter this country, but they have to do it legally. And that, Father, we no longer are paying all the bills for those who break our laws and enter this country illegally, and they do harm to our people. Father, I know not everybody who comes in illegally is doing harm to our citizens, but there are too many that are. And, Father, the laws are what they are, and I'm asking you to move and bring about an end to all of this foolishness that's involving the immigration. And, Father, We know that within this country, that our cities, that our state, and our nation, that, Father, your will is established in heaven, and we want your will to be established and completed within the structure of our nation, in our cities, our communities, Father, in our states, whatever is necessary, whatever you want to see done, that, Father, it is accomplished in this nation. Because, Father, we have fallen far short as Christians for standing up for righteousness, for doing what is right, for voting the way that we should have. Father, we have done wrong. And we ask you to forgive us as your children. Even though maybe nobody in this room has taken a stand against righteousness, but there are too many in the church, Father, who just are blinded by their own personal desires, their own fleshly agendas. Father, we say, may those things be shut down. And Father, we ask that you would forgive us. Forgive us for the way that we have not done what is right before you. That, Father, we would take a stand as a nation, a holy nation unto you, Father, those in the body of Christ, and that we would do what is right before you. That, Father, we would live as Christ. We would live out our righteousness. And when it comes to voting, that we would vote according to your word, regardless of the label the person carries. It won't matter if they're Democrat, Republican, Independent. It doesn't matter. Father, if they stand up for your word and they stand up for righteousness, then those are the people that need to be in office, no matter what that office is. And Father, I want to thank you because I know that you're hearing these prayers, those that I'm lifting up here, but all the rest of the prayers that the folks in this room and others watching are lifting up, because Father, this is your will. This is your desire. Even though some Christians take issue with this, Father, the bottom line is your word has declared what you want. And so, Father, we say, may your will be done. May your will be done in this nation. May your will be done in our state, the state of Ohio. May your will be done in every city represented by the people here in this room. May your will be done wherever folks are living, Father, in their states, in their cities, in their countries. Father, may your will be done, and may the lordship of Jesus be firmly established. And we say that Satan and all of his demons are defeated, that their plans are not going to work, that there is confusion in their camp, and that they are turning against themselves. They cannot hinder your will being done. They cannot hinder these prayers being answered. They cannot hinder the gospel being preached and delivered. But that, Father, they turn on themselves, they interfere with their own plans, and that, Father, the confusion in their camp blinds them, and they are not successful to carry out their plans. So we thank you for this. We praise you for it. And Father, we just say in the name of Jesus, we call these things done. We call these things completed. We say that these things are manifested because this is your will. Your will be done on earth as you planned it in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.